Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
That's right. The Drive is live. We appreciate you jumping in with us on this Thursday. YouTube and Twitch, we see you out there. Shout out to Magic, Cam, Rob, Brandon. We see you out there. Badass, we see you on YouTube and Twitch as well. We appreciate you joining in with us as we are here till 6 o'clock, fellas. Today is the last day. Last day as baseball has its
praise be.
Its break will be over tomorrow. Full slate of baseball. The Astros get back on the diamond for what is now a much bigger series than it felt like coming out of that Dodgers series after they swept the champs, the LA Dodgers. You got the Mariners for three in Seattle, who you went 1-5 on your homestand. They came off of sweeping the team with the best record in baseball, the Tigers, and now that lead is down to five. You've got those Mariners on the road for the next three starting tomorrow. It's big. Second half coming out. Five-game lead, Clint. You're in a good spot. Second best record, I believe, in the American League. Maybe the Blue Jays have tied it. They've gotten hot lately. But you're right where you want to be. What are you feeling like in the second half? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump on that, too. What are you feeling like in the second half?
Well, look, I feel really good about where the Astros are right now and what they've got coming back. And I mean, we keep talking about the cavalry's coming. And that's a phrase that's probably thrown around way too loosely in sports, but the reality of it is the Astros, with the Astros, damn it, the cavalry's coming. You're talking about possibly a couple of starters. You're talking about your leadoff hitter, your 3-4 hole hitter. You're talking about some serious help coming down the stretch here, and you've already got that five-game lead in the division. The question is when, right? So with the Astros, for me, is who comes back, who actually makes it back, and when they get back, which players help the most? And that is a legit question, right? Most of us sit around and go, well, yeah, well, let's get X player back and be full and be the best pro, you know, best team we can be. And the reality is, man, you got some big-time guns that are out, and there's a conversation to be had about all of them look like they're coming back. Spencer Arrighetti looks like he's coming back. Yordan Alvarez looks like he's coming back. At least we keep hearing these pain-free reports from the organization for what they're worth. You know, Jeremy Pena is a huge piece. You can argue the most important one out of all of them, given what we've seen this year and the success the team had with him in the leadoff spot.
I wonder if we find out by today if he'll be back.
If Pena will be back?
If he'll be back tomorrow. I mean, there was talk of that, the potential of that.
Yeah, and not to mention your center fielder who's hitting 300 and is, I mean, I don't know what's going on at the plate, but has been a real, real surprise this year at the plate, big time. So you got some big guns coming back, Ron, and to me the deal is who's going to help the most when they enter back into the lineup?
when they hopefully get back into the lineup.
Yeah, yeah, all the things
three,
considered.
The three big ones. And I think that also means for the rotation, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, those guys over there, especially Spencer Arrighetti, who I know you're miffed about, and maybe even the other ones like Garcia and J.P.
Well, Spencer's going to take an immense amount of pressure off of Lance McCullers as well as Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. You hope that he will allow them to – not that their approach would ever change, but they would at least have a margin for error there where they could afford to go out there and not have a shutdown ball game and not go seven innings and not carry the complete load. You would hope that would be the case. You know, you look at I think the initial response in terms of the lineup is obviously – Yordan Alvarez being one of the best hitters in the game, but when you stack him up against what Pena's done and the fact that Pena is your starting shortstop, and when your shortstop's out, all of a sudden you got a turnstile at shortstop, left field, well, Cam Smith is
left DH, field,
first base. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So the importance of getting Jeremy back is significantly bigger than one would think when you get down to discussing it. So.
By the way, I just saw this come on the text line. Does Lance make you guys – are you guys get nervous? Does Lance make you nervous?
I'm nervous if Lance has to be my three.
To a degree.
Right now, that's where I'm at.
Not near as bad as like when he was making the initial return and all that, but there is a little bit of that.
I could sit back and relax, Tyler, and watch a game.
How many starts?
And enjoy Lance pitching. When Arrighetti comes back and if he's nails and he's a good third starter.
Do we feel like with Lance we've gotten past the, you know, he's still working his way back? Because, I mean, he did miss 3 years of baseball. I'm trying to see
bury
how many
me
starts,
in the H.
How many starts
I
mean, Lance
what's he got? I don't think we should
I mean,
be.
Hell, he missed another 2 weeks, didn't he?
I forgot about it.
I mean, what's he got?
I forgot about that foot injury starts, that I hope he's – he's actually recovered.
Is he up to eight yet?
Let me see.
But between the, like you laid out, Ron, the two, three, whatever, however many years this guy
at
missed from pitching,
years.
And then he comes back, and we saw what happened. Then he goes through this new injury and misses a few weeks. Yeah, I don't think we should be anywhere near thinking that. There's got to be a plethora of things he's still working on, you know, picking at, changing with what he's doing up there.
He's got 10 starts, 41 – in two-thirds innings, ERA at 6.48.
Work
now, he's
done.
Got two real bad ones.
Yep.
I think he had another one that wasn't great either. But, no, yeah, I mean, 10 starts with two-plus years, maybe I don't know.
I'm in no way, shape, or form quitting on the man. I would feel a lot more comfortable about my Astros if Spencer Arrighetti was a solid third starter. Or there was just another starter in the rotation that you're like, yeah, that guy gives us a good third option
like
in
last
a playoff
year,
series.
Like
and
last
then Lance
year was
is
Kikuchi.
Just icing on the cake.
Like last year was Kikuchi as the third starter.
Yeah. And I mean, right now you'd have to go with Gusto, right? I mean, is Gusto all right? I ain't heard his name in a minute. I guess maybe did I unplug or is Gusto?
We'll see. I bet Lance throws the third game. I bet it's Framber, Hunter, and Lance the first three games in Seattle.
I'd feel not real confident, but I'd feel a lot better about Lance if he was the fourth guy, not the third. And the third guy, you're going to have to depend on in a playoff series.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to depend on
at
Lance
least the way
the
he's pitching right
he
now.
Offered.
At least the way he's pitching right now.
That's right.
I had my thought here, we're looking at the second half of the season, and I think you're kind of touched on what it will look like if the guys get back. There are two guys in my mind that I'm looking at, and I'm trying to figure out, it would be great if both of them could get going. But I'm trying to think, man, who do I have the most confidence in either one of them get going? And that is, like, Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz. Yes. I mean, what you've gotten from them in the first half, and then when you connect it with the injuries that you've had, I mean, it's just not even on par with what they usually do, right? And I mean, complete drops off the map of where they usually are. Those two guys, I think, are vital. And I don't know which one I have more confidence in that they will pick it up. Like I look at it, and I think they're going to need one of them too. I don't know which one that I think I have more confidence in.
I'm going to ride with Christian Walker on this one. Yeah, I mean, just the veteran experience, the sample size that we've seen him. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be overwhelmed. He may be frustrated, but I don't think he's ever going to be overwhelmed or frustrated not frustrated is not the right, because I'm sure he can definitely get there. But lost, I guess, is what I'm looking for. Framber's still, I think,
I think he's Yiner. Fromber?
Yeah.
Yeah, not Fromber. I'm talking about Yiner. I'm sorry. He's still green enough to where he's still trying to find himself. And he's struggling behind the plate, too. That's the damnedest thing. I mean, I've got to do some research on this because I don't need an answer.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand what is going on with him behind the plate. And look, I've talked to a lot of people about it, and I understand that, you know, a lot of bases get stolen off of pitchers, not catchers. But, I mean, there's been plenty of opportunity where a good throw gets a guy out, and he just ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been careless pass balls that are giving up bags. Yeah,
he is on defense,
it's not ideal.
And the way he is in terms of throwing runners out, I mean, he's got to be one of the lowest in the American
gotta
League.
Got to
be. His bat's got to come with more than it is.
Agreed.
I mean, Clint, last year, his slash lines, 299, 325 on base, 441 slug. This year, 246, 280 on base, coming down from 325, 408 slugging.
Not to get off this certain Astros topic, but I do have the starting arms for the Astros coming up.
Oh, they do? That is announced?
Yes. Brian McTaggart, a little bit ago, you know him, name been covering the Astros for years and years. McTaggart tweeted out, Astros rotation in this Seattle series will be Friday, Brandon Walter, the left-handed pitcher. Saturday will be Lance McCullers Jr., and Sunday will be Framber.
So Hunter's not pitching?
It does not appear so. Brandon Walter, LMJ, Framber.
Oh, Ginger Nation, man, letting him get a run out of the gate here at this important series.
It is odd, Ron, but maybe they're saying, hey, kid, you're pitching your ass off like we've never seen. Get a little more rest, and let's just go get this thing the second half.
As you're reading, I feel like this person, had a climax texting this in. Ron, you should check the lineup for Seattle. You're wrong right now.
Oh.
It says Teresa, but I believe they weren't talking about my mother. But it says, I think they meant there will be no Hunter for this series. I'm thoroughly confused.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but
it's not a little odd.
I'm not gonna look too much into it right now.
I mean, I don't want to. I mean, how?
No, I'm with you.
How big would you say this series is? I mean, I'm not saying it's end all be all, but I mean,
I think it's as important a series as you're going to have in the regular season. I mean, you went 1-5 coming into the All-Star break. This is a team that's chasing you. They could flip this thing and it could be a two game lead versus a 5-game lead if you mess around and wet the bed. And so, yeah, I would say that in a sense of moving forward and giving yourself a little bit of grace and having the luxury of being able to have a rough run, I would say that this series is usually important.
There is an argument that this is going to be the biggest series you have left, unless this series goes left and it happens to get bigger.
Yeah.
And Hunter Brown, who's been arguably by the numbers, your best pitcher this year, and he hasn't pitched since Sunday. And now he's going to get even.
Maybe they're setting up the rotation for a certain, you know, down the stretch. And I'm just spitballing here, but down the stretch, they're setting up a rotation to where he's going to face certain opponents at certain times.
Give me
in
that.
The rotation.
What was that again, Tyler? Is Brandon Walter, Framber,
Lance, and then Framber.
Lance and Framber. Yeah, Walter, LMJ, Framber.
Oh boy. Okay. Wow.
How many times? Here's the other thing. How many times has...
Wow. Why? What? In my mind, it's like, hey, let's get our best starters out in this series right now to kick it off. Hey, they're going with arguably their two worst starters to kick off the series. That isn't... clearly, there's got to be some strategy to it. Clinton, I know you are scouring to look at this schedule right now. I can't remember who they have behind Seattle in the series after that,
Well, I'm trying to – I mean, Seattle hadn't seen – they haven't seen Hunter Brown since April the 9th. So that's not it. I thought maybe
he's
already –
And they've got the Diamondbacks. You're right. They've got the Diamondbacks afterwards. Interesting. Okay. I would assume there is no injury thing to this. with Hunter Brown. I don't know. Maybe there's like they want to rest him up or give him some break with the arm. I don't know. It's interesting. He pitched Sunday, off all week, and he will, the next time Hunter Brown will pitch would be Monday, right? The next game after the three-game series.
Give him a full week.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's all.
Giving him and Fromber as much rest as they can, maybe? On the backside of this?
It's the only thing I can figure, because he's still a young kid. He's going to reach an amount of innings pitched this year that he probably never has reached. So that's the only thing I'm hoping and thinking here is,
can we find
hey, rest a little more.
Can we find it in another space of the schedule? I just, like, that's my thing. Like, all right, let me stop.
No, I think there's plenty of Astros fans riding with what you're thinking and laying out. I don't think you're wrong.
I don't know.
It's something to watch, without a doubt.
It's a weird strategy. It reminds me of something Clint would say often last year about the staff.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Some of the decisions. Every time, man. This feels like Dana and Joe. And everybody sit in this room and start having those conversations like...
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Smartest guy in the room conversations is just what this feels like. All right, coming up, Andrews. Andrews spoke. You're talking about who the hell's Andrews? Maybe the starting center for this team next year. Did he potentially have Clint that old football horny feeling in some comments he made? We'll discuss.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here we go. Ran into a golfer right here watching the Open Championship. ran into a golfer by the name, ended with a 68. Name's Tyrell. Does not look like a Tyrell. Right, that young man's name is Tyrell Hatton. I'm going to tell you right now, that is, if you'd have lined me up 10 photos and say, which one do you think is Tyrell Hatton, he would have been the last one that I've selected.
So this is a white fella.
Ah, man, oh, wow.
And I don't know where he's from. I mean, I know who he is. I've watched enough to know who he is. I don't know where he's from, but he looks like he's Irish.
Oh, okay. So this is a guy that requires sunscreen.
There's a full beard. Yeah. There's some fair skin, full
easy
beard.
I like it. Out
solid
of
beard.
Round.
Always got his beard lined up.
I looked at her. I said, wow, okay.
That's what the whites used to do.
We're making Tyrells that look like that now. I'm telling you, hey, it's like me, man. I was watching the Mets and the Royals this weekend. Rolled up in this fella right here. His name was Tyrone Taylor.
Tyrone Taylor.
Is that what you'd have picked out of Tyrone Taylor?
He looks like
Taylor?
He's got a little Latino white next to him right there.
Does he? I looked up there and they announced him to the batter's box. And I said, whoa. Looked up, I said, that's Tyrone Taylor? He spelled it just like, you know, the person Tyler's heard for the first time in the last 6 months, Erykah Badu. He spells Tyrone the way she spelled Tyrone in that song. Tyrone Taylor? I then went down. I went down for about 15 minutes to figure out Tyrone Taylor. I got to Tyrone's Instagram. I said, I've got to see family. There's got to be somebody in here. Oh, man, we was looking at white side and Hispanic side. And they went with Tyrone.
We all came from Adam and Eve.
Tyrone Taylor. Yeah.
I'm gonna guess he wasn't raised up in River Oaks.
Tyrone. Yeah.
You remember me?
Tyrone here. Did this. All right. You know, we're going to be running into this a lot during the season. And I don't know. We'll see. Because it's weird. Because your football horny guy was Bobby Slowick. Bobby Slowick.
He would do it.
He would get you football horny at times. We'll see if Nick Caley has that same ability, or maybe somebody else is wanting to step in and grab the mantle of being the football horny person. But I want to see. When I heard this, Tyler, I thought this will be one that gets him going. This will be one that gets Clint going. Here is Jake Andrews. We talked about him a little bit yesterday, who looks like he may be the starting center. And Clint was talking about this has to be one of the main reasons why, and that is his experience in the system. It has to be one of the main reasons why, when you listen to Jake Andrews, I know that this probably does it for you more than others, but I want to hear your thoughts after this to kind of get people to have the understanding of how valuable this potentially is to have for the Texans offensive line. Here's Jake Andrews talking about his time in this particular system they're running.
For me, it's easier because I ran this system, exact system, different verbiage in college my senior year. Sure. My rookie year when I was in New England, I ran the same thing with Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
And so for me, it's been pretty easy because I can communicate with guys who are seeing this stuff for the first time.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy for me to say, hey, well, you know, we used to do it this way. And I know what Cole wants, Popovich. Yep. I know what he wants. I know what he wants stuff to look like. And so maybe we didn't get to it in a meeting. Maybe we didn't get to talk about it during the walkthrough. But when we get out there and I'm talking to guys about stuff in the locker room, I can let them know, like, hey, let's try this differently. Yeah. Hey, oh, he wants this to look like that when you've got, you know, X, Y, Z out there in front of you.
All right. I feel like that is something that really spoke to why you thought Jake Andrews might have a leg up in this thing. But you hear him talk about it. You heard he probably could have dropped any other name but Bill O'Brien. But he talked about, I know what Cole Popovich wants. I've been in this system. How valuable is that for the Texans from that position?
Extremely. Extremely valuable. The fact that Jake Andrews can come in here, knows exactly what Cole Popovich wants, knows exactly how to communicate what Cole Popovich wants, and more importantly, what Nick Caley actually wants, and what C.J. Stroud actually wants. If he can give you a leg up in training and practicing and repping what they want at a different level and different speed, starting in OTAs, it's a huge advantage. I think one of the biggest hurdles this year for the Texans in terms of they've got to get better. They got to either match or exceed what they've done the last 2 years, right? 10 regular season wins, second round of the playoffs. You got to perform at a comparable level or even better. And the biggest hurdle is that while most 10 plus win teams and second round playoff teams are building on what they did last year, the Texans are installing an offense. They're trying to get used to a new center, a new O-line coach, a new play caller. And the only common, the only guy that's coming from last year that was here that had a voice is obviously C.J. Stroud. And so that there's a huge hurdle there to get this thing installed and not wait till midseason and go, okay, now we've kind of got this thing figured out. Jake Andrews, knowing what Cole Popovich wants versus certain fronts and knowing how to communicate it in the moment, on the field, being a coach on the field is hugely important in what I think is the biggest hurdle offensively, which is getting this damn thing installed and being able to win ball games with it as early as possible.
Let me ask you this, and I can understand how important it is and how valuable it is, but it in terms of the importance, is it like if it's a similarity or tie or close at all in terms of performance, that's a leg up, or is it a deal of like, hey man, yeah, if Juice Scruggs or Patterson are, you know, this much better in terms of the physical part of the game, and maybe not bringing that as much, like how much of a leg up of importance is that? Is this a deal of like, if him and Jake Patterson are close, then we got to go that route because that is so much more important?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jake Patterson can physically be better than him, and you still go the route of Jake Andrews. I mean, the center in today's game, look, there's times nowadays with the games that they play inside where they're going to, if the center is that much of a weak link physically, they'll put Chris Jones on him, or they'll put.
That's my thinking. It's like, yeah, man, you got all the stuff upstairs, but the Titans throw Justin Simmons up there and you can't handle it. Like,
well, in order to make that be a real problem, they would have to cover all five offensive linemen, which limits what you can do in the back end. So it's really impossible. It's not impossible, but it's highly unlikely that they're going to come in here and take advantage of a center in a situation where neither guard can help. Or there's always going to be a free guard or the center. Somebody's going to be uncovered. Somebody's going to be able to help, right? Or you just slide it and it doesn't matter. But the point being is, and I've said this from jump ever since I've been on these airwaves, is the center position is the one where you can get away with a less talented guy. You can get away with a guy that's light in the ass, and that guy can be an extremely productive center if he can communicate, if he can play with his feet, if he can anticipate, if he can make the guys around him right, if he is an alpha, whether he's an alpha and his bite matches his bark, or the guys around him just know, hey, he's smart as a whip now. He's got this thing figured out. Y'all listen up. It gives you a huge advantage. And so that guy right there, if he is that good, and it sounds like he is. I mean, if he's as good as he's talking, and he is that good of a communicator, it's going to be hard for anybody to upseat him, no matter how talented they are.
Right, and it would now when you hear him, because you can hear it. He's pretty confident.
Yeah, he's
confident on what he's saying. When you hear that, you can see why potentially that's the direction they went to start. He just clearly has connections with the main guys before he even stepped in the building.
Connections, right? The experience of communicating this offense.
And text line, yes, he did say Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, he did. He did say Bill O'Brien.
But
I hope folks didn't get stuck on.
Don't get stuck on it. But it does make sense. It's the system. It's basically what he's saying. All right, coming up, we'll let you know the latest now that we know about the Astros going into this. What I would say is a big series coming out of the break against the second place Mariners. We'll give you what we know the latest as that's been dropped the rotation. We'll do that coming up.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler came in a little bit earlier, if you missed it, as tomorrow, the Astros, what I would have said, and we've talked about it, a big series against the Mariners. The way that the first half ended kind of, I don't want to say opened up the door, but I think you at least got to check the rearview mirror a little bit more than you had to after that Dodgers series. You go 1-6 on the homestand against the Guardians and the Rangers to close out the first half. They sweep the Tigers. That lead went from 7.5 to 5, and now you open up on the road in Seattle Friday night over the weekend. And so this was a series in which it became to me a little bit more important than maybe a week ago or a couple of weeks ago. Well, as we know, the Astros are well-rested. Everyone is rested. Nobody played in the All-Star game. Nobody's played since Sunday. Nobody has pitched since Sunday. This is the rotation for what I... Like, if we go to 1-10, Clint, I would have said this series is a 7. Just
it
because...
feels huge.
Because you can... If you swept them, it's over. You know, if you took two of three, you're in a good spot. If you get swept, now it is a two-game lead and game on. It's not a 10, but I'd say a good 7. And the rotation that they have announced that they're going to go with, Friday night, game one of the series, Brandon Walter. Saturday, Lance McCullers. And then Sunday, Framber Valdez.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Their best pitcher and Cy Young Award candidate. Now, I think Framber is starting to slide in there too, but Hunter Brown, their all-star, he is not scheduled to pitch in this series. It is an interesting play to me. It's an interesting decision. I would assume, Clint, there is some sort of strategy to it, but I am rather surprised that Hunter Brown is not finding his way in this series.
I am surprised as well. I think I would go above a 7. I think as it pertains to regular season series, you know, it's up to you whether there's going to be a more important series. I mean, there's no doubt you could pee down your leg and there could be some series down the stretch here that means, you know, you win the division and you get in, or hell, you don't get in. Like there is no doubt about it. You can put yourself, the Astros can put themselves in a position where there is a more important series. But the reality of it is that never even happens if you take care of business this week. I mean, if you win 1 of 3, if you take 2 of 3, you're in the car. You're in the money right there now. So I think it's hugely important. But to your point, I do wonder, I don't know the strategy of this 162-game season. I don't know the layout of the schedule on the backside. And I'm just too damn lazy to do the math
of what they're trying to get to.
Well, where does that put Hunter Brown moving forward in matchups with the Yankees or the Red Sox, or they got several games the Orioles down the stretch? I don't know what matters and why you would want that. So it is surprising. I mean, doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but it is surprising to not see one of your big guns rolling out there in that first series.
Your biggest gun. It is. And I know Tyler brought up earlier, maybe it's a rest thing. Maybe he's going to pitch more innings than he's ever pitched before, and they're wanting to give him a couple extra ones off. Maybe that's it. But I know last year, one thing that used to eat you up, Clint, was it just seemed like the sense of urgency sometimes. It just, not there. It feels like to them, and maybe it's the case. It's certainly to me, by their rotation in this series, they don't view this Mariners series as much as we do. Because I bet you the Mariners are going to run out the best they have in these three. And that's probably the best thing they do is pitch. They're going to run out the best that they do. So it does feel like to them this is not as – if we have it at a 7, I have it at a 7, you have it higher, they're operating like this sucker's a 3.
Yeah, I mean, that's – long season, man. A lot can happen. That's that approach. I'm with you, man. It's baffling to me how it's one thing for all of us. Yeah, it's baffling. I mean, for even the fans to view it as, hey, man, it's a long season. That's one thing. But when you're in it,
yeah.
I mean, boy, a 5-game lead in the division in a crappy division to a 2-game lead. By the way. You mess around and drop that, you on the Texas Rangers could potentially be within 5 or 6 games of you as well.
Well, then also if you lose this series, now you've lost what, 4 series.
Well, you'd be one. You lose the series, you're gonna be 2-7. Row, yeah. If you get swept, you're gonna be 1-8.
Yeah.
Last 9 games.
Tyler, we were going back and forth yesterday coming in of who would you set the tone and start the series with? I said, would you go Framber or Hunter? You said, I think I'd go Hunter. I said, I think I'd go Framber.
We sure as hell did talk about that.
And they said, no, we're going Brandon Walter.
Hunter's not going to be in the series at all.
I got to believe the Mariners are looking at this like.
They said, we're going Brandon Walter. Yeah. Just at the tone.
The Mariners got to be looking at this like, hey, man, we can get this first one and get off to a hot start, and we can really make this division interesting right out of the gate. That's got to be how they're
looking.
They
got to be saying, man, we're going to throw our best guys. We got to get Brandon Walter and Lance.
Hey Tyler, have they announced their 3 starters yet or no?
I'll have to look.
Cheryl, see if Cheryl will let us
wake Cheryl's ass up. She's back here sleeping.
Cheryl,
tell her them days of working from home all damn week them are over, man.
Cheryl's a little.
When you get up here, wake up.
I think Cheryl's a bit of a freak, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
Having a hard time paying attention. She must be.
Yeah, they had put theirs out there, but it sure says Brandon Walter. What I'm seeing. by the way, I would like to just say this, this homeowner adult stuff is just really for the birds sometimes. It's like to say, in the last week, I have had to replace all the dampers on my AC. I had to repair the dishwasher because the heat portion of the dishwasher just stopped working. So I opened up the dishwasher and it was just dead wet. Then I had a leak in the boys' shower. Only God knows how long they have been struggling to turn off the shower is what was told to me. Can't get it on, can't get it turned off. How long has that been a problem? It's been harder to turn it off here for a little bit. We had a 2-day drip. Then the kids my oldest son just destroyed his iPad. Had to get two new iPads. Shout out to my guy.
2-day drip.
Yeah, shout out to my guys, David and Tristan down there, Experimex West Houston. They hooked me up. And not just hooked me up. It was a hookup that you can go and get there too. But they got me right with a couple of iPads. But I'm just over it, man. I am just. This
it stacks
just over,
up
it's
on
just
you.
Over well, I mean, it's for look, the birds, man.
It comes in waves, man. If it hits you, it hits you hard. It'll be all right. Backside, man. Just get through it. Backside will be beautiful.
And you know I'm trying to deal with these floors. Got doors coming in. I mean, this is just – I mean, you got to be kidding.
I mean, you're the one who decided to bite off all these projects, man.
No, I did not decide to bite off the dampers with the
doors.
AC.
Well, yeah,
but I knew I had that. But the dampers and the dishwasher and the shower leak, those could have waited.
Well, look, if you weren't so damn cheap and you just opened a checkbook up, you could just make the decision and run with it.
Yeah,
but no. You're trying to save a dollar everywhere you go.
I'm not trying to save a dollar.
It wears on you, doesn't it?
Listen, no, I feel like this house is 10 years old and all of a sudden it just...
It's falling apart on you?
It all just came to a head.
Every
once.
Appliance. He's had dishwasher issues. He's had washer and dryer issues. He's had AC issues.
Tell me, someone texted in and said, Ron, you're talking about zone dampers on your air conditioning. You can buy, say, about $500 a piece. Yeah, I know.
What if I told you?
He knows exactly how much it costs.
Exactly how much the Joker's cost.
By the way, that is his gripe right now is that he wishes he could just buy them for cost and then install them himself.
Not to piss him. I'm telling you, if I could run into Will Smith, and I'm talking about good Will Smith, not the not this Will Smith, the Will Smith that was the genie in Orlando, in Aladdin. If I could run into to a genie, that'd be one of my three wishes. Just make me handy. The speed in which they fixed that shower leak that I set for an hour and a half trying to just get turned off.
Right.
Just trying to get.
They shut your water off, right?
Shut it off. I mean, 15 minutes. All right, we're good. And I'm telling you, I walked past that thing, Tyler. All I could hear was the money dripping every time I walked.
Sounds
past.
Like dimes hitting
every
the floor.
Every time
huh?
I could just see bling, that water bill bling, and just.
Well,
just
why didn't you shut the water off and YouTube bling, it and try to get it fixed?
I went for the YouTube and then
bling, made it worse.
No, I saw. Well, bling, this is going to pass my expertise. After I
you don't have the tools, do you?
Oh well, I got the Allen wrench, and then we got the Allen wrench part to take it off. And then they have one of these wrenches. It said that you just tighten up and turn. And when he said, when you tighten it up, you got to make sure you do it delicately so you don't mess up the pipe. And I said, well, that's fast.
Get it right. Get it tight.
That's fast. That's fast. Well, first off, I don't have that tool. That's fast. But I mean, they must have come in there quick. And I was sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, I'll dry these dishes off here for a second.
Well, you just replaced the shower head, didn't you?
I don't think he's got that yet.
This is a different bathroom. This is a.
It's on the list,
but you just replaced some hardware. You didn't. They didn't have to get in the wall.
No, they had to get. They had to get. It was on the handle. Yeah, not the shower. The handle.
Where you turn the water on and off. Yeah,
they had to go in
you
there.
Just replace that piece.
They had to go in and replace that piece, but they had to take the stuff off the pipe, and that was past. That was past what I could do. Because I'd bust that pipe. I'd do something.
Yeah, I mean you could.
I felt myself. Trying to get it off,
yeah.
And I was putting muscle in it. I'm thinking, well, let me stop.
You can make it a lot worse. I always encourage people, not that I'm anyone to ask. I'm not a resource here, but like plumbing is a tough one. Because
electric
you can kill yourself. One with plumbing, one, you know, you don't have, probably don't have the tools. And two, you can make it a lot worse.
Oh,
you mess around like right there. If you'd have tore something up inside that wall, now they got to come in, tear out tile, tear out sheetrock. Yeah, now you've got it. Now you damn near need a general contractor.
I'm about to take this thing right off the hinges. It's just for the birds, man. I'm over it. All right. The cornerback list came out. Derek Stingley. Where would you guess that he is on this list? And it brought a question to me that surrounds. The Houston Texans itself. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Stingley.